Dynamic collaboration across a number of specialized teams is key to Microsoft running its successful security operation on the global scale. And joining me to share insights about that are Microsoft's General Manager for Cloud and Enterprise Infrastructure Security Services, Pete Bowden, and Assistant General Counsel for the Microsoft Digital Crimes Unit, Richard Boscovich. Gentlemen, thanks for being here.
Sure. Thanks, Chris.
So you know what we're talking about already here today, and you're the experts, and we're thrilled to have you here. Talk about what Microsoft is doing internally to respond to, clearly, the evolving threat landscape that we've been discussing so far in the summit.
Sure. And the company's making a tremendous number of investments across all types of areas, all the way from consumer awareness and education through security features, security operations, and work across partner groups, industry groups, and computer emergency response teams. One of the things we're excited to talk about today is the Cyber Defense Operations Center, and that's a center that we launched back in November that allows us to bring together monitoring and response capabilities from across the company to work together with one another and also across the industry to address some of the attacks we've been talking about today.
Well, at the Digital Crimes Unit, you know, we're really excited about CDOC. You know, Pete's team now is physically located literally across the hallway from the Cyber Crime Center for DCU.
Yeah.
And one of the things that we're looking into and we're starting to integrate our teams in such a way to really, you know, work closer together to really give a holistic defensive posture for our customers, not only in identifying and protecting, but also responding. And of course, that's where the Digital Crimes Unit comes in the responsive phase, in terms of what we like to call a proactive defense, identifying risk, and then doing something about it on a more proactive basis. So it's an exciting time at the company and for both our teams.
Yeah, so let's go back across the hall then. Pete, tell us maybe about the intelligence security graph. I know Microsoft's building it with assets like Cyber Defense Operations Center, the Digital Crimes Unit. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, it's really the digital representation of all of the security information and events that we collect across services, devices, and our infrastructure as a whole. And what we're trying to do is use the power of the cloud to associate these events together and learn from the patterns and techniques that we can detect using massive compute and storage power that's now available to us. And it really gives us what I call a defender's advantage. We now have the technology and the process to be able to spot those patterns and then develop very capable containment and mitigation strategies by doing so. And it really serves us in a couple different ways. One is we're able to rapidly respond and detect to threats in real time, and then we're also able to take that intelligence and pump it back into our products and services so that we continuously learn from that.
Now, we've talked about, of course, the partnership and the new proximity where you work together, but Pete, maybe you can talk about the key difference between your organization, Cyber Defense Operations Center, and across the hall in the Digital Crimes Unit with Richard.
Right. Well, we certainly complement one another in terms of our organization's charter.
Yeah.
The CDOC is really what you should think of as the central nervous system for security monitoring at the company. So we've got each individual service and product team represented there working together elbow to elbow so that when attacks and threats occur, we can respond and detect those things very quickly.
Right.
And we work very closely with Richard's team in a couple of different ways. Number one, we share a lot of telemetry that we see from across the internet. And secondly, whenever we need legal help with law enforcement agencies, that's where the Digital Crimes Unit steps in.
Well, let's kick it over to you, Richard, with that. The Digital Crimes Unit, talk to us about what specifically you're working on and how do you respond to threats?
Sure. We can't go specifically into what we're doing
right now.
But as Pete said, you know, one of the great things about having CDOC there is that we're able to get some information, get this telemetry. And then once we receive that information, we do what we do best, and that's analyze it, do big data analytics against it, and do good old investigative work, trying to determine if there was an attack. Where did it come from? Is it malware related? And can we go ahead and then try to track back the infrastructure? Because the malware came from an infrastructure. There was a delivery somewhere, somehow there's a computer that's spewing these things out. So our job is to kind of track that out, try to get attribution, and then take appropriate legal and or technical responsive measures. And many times that includes very deep public-private partnerships with major law enforcement agencies around the world, with the ultimate goal of making sure that we try to identify who was behind the attack and potentially disrupt that particular infrastructure so it doesn't continue attacking people on the internet.
Mm-hmm. So let's go back across the hall then. So, Pete, how specifically does CODC operate? And by specifically, I mean not very specific. Yeah.
You know,
as Richard pointed
out,
we can't get that specific.
Yeah, well, again, it's really what I think of as a central nervous system for security at the company. And specifically, what we mean by that is we're collecting billions of events per day from across our services and infrastructure. And we take that data, we use machine learning and data analytics techniques to identify what humans need to go address. And so the folks sitting in the CDOC are responding to those elevations when a security event is occurring and we believe we have a pattern match against malicious behavior. Mm-hmm. Now, then generally what happens after that is they can work with their colleagues who, again, are sitting side by side in the center itself to respond in a comprehensive way across the company. Oftentimes, what we see in more sophisticated attacks is that an indication of attack in one particular area will give us some insightful conclusion about what's happening in another part of the business. Mm-hmm. So a specific example from last year was we detected a threat to Microsoft employees that was also occurring across our Office 365 platform with customers. And we were able to proactively reach out to those customers, inform them what was going on, and advise them as to what mitigation steps they could take.
Right. And let's go back. Richard, talk about maybe a specific example of a threat that perhaps the Digital Crimes Unit encountered and then neutralized.
Sure. The most recent one happened back in December. It's public now, so we could talk about it. Of course, it's called DorkBot. And the unique things about DorkBot is it's a very interesting piece of malware. And what it does basically is it will go out and put out additional malware on computers. It was kind of like a service that was being offered by the cyber criminals, where they would be basically a Trojan downloader. We work very closely not only with private sector partners and others within the company, such as the Microsoft Malware Protection Center, to do reverse engineering on the malware, behavioral analysis. And then we worked very closely with international law enforcement. And the objective was to map out the infrastructure for DorkBot and then take it down or disrupt it to the point where it is either neutralized or disabled, that it will not be continuing to do as much harm as before. Mm. We had originally determined or estimated that the number of compromised computers would be anywhere between the 2 to 3 million compromised computers. Once we did our civil legal action and in a coordination with law enforcement around the world, there are 23 law enforcement agencies, Interpol, FBI, mm-hmm. Europol ZC3, CNCERT, AFP. Everybody had to go at the same time to see servers in the jurisdictions, and we had a legal civil process in the United States. Once that occurred, and we started syncing the information, we determined that the infection base was in excess of 12 million computers around the world.
Wow.
And it really demonstrates that a coordinated, proactive response in a very close association in a public-private partnership does have a big impact. And we saw the infection rates in terms of through MMPC, our malware protection and antivirus, basically see the infection encounters with DorkBot basically disappear. So it was very effective, very impactful. And that's something that we pride ourselves on, that proactive defense.
Mm-hmm. Now, we, of course, mentioned that you're across the hall and logically you work together, but maybe talk to us more specifically. Let's dive a little deeper and explain to us how the Cyber Defense Operations Center and the Digital Crimes Unit actually work together.
Sure. First of all, there's a lot of data sharing going on between the two organizations. As Richard mentioned, DorkBot and other botnets create a bunch of data and telemetry that we use very closely in the CDOC to understand behavior going on across the internet. Oftentimes, those compromised computers are infected with other malware. Mm-hmm. So it's not just the threat you can see, it's the threat that may occur at some point later if that computer is, in fact, compromised in a different way. The other issue we want to make sure we're very aggressive about now is many of these attacks are, in fact, illegal. And so mm-hmm. we want to be able to collect the data we can to help, ultimately, the prosecution so that we're really closing the loop from recognizing the attack, responding to it, and then seeking justice in cases where we can move those attackers.
It's really a holistic approach to security. You know, once a CDOC team identifies certain pieces of malware based on a type of an attack or an attempted attack, we're called in and work closely with our investigators and our investigators to determine, hey, is this a target? that's worth going after proactively, mm-hmm. working with law enforcement and others. And if it is, then we go and do our investigative work. We map out that infrastructure. And ultimately, hopefully, if everything works out just right, we have the same type of result that we had in Dorkbot and in 15 other operations that the DCU has done over the past several years.
Wow. In our last couple of moments here, I want to pay off our poll question. The results are in. You might remember the question. Here it is again. What areas are you investing in to address threats and attacks? Cybersecurity training, technical security plan, privacy and compliance policies, or is it data classification program or something else? 40% say cybersecurity training. How do you react to that?
It makes sense. I think the first line of defense in any organization are the personnel involved, and recognizing that malicious behavior often is a human activity. Mm-hmm. And the folks that understand the intended behavior of a system are often best at identifying malicious behavior. Mm-hmm. Makes complete sense.
Yeah, Pete's dead on. I mean, if you look at the systems are getting much more sophisticated, you know, we pride ourselves in really making our systems much better than 10, 15, 20 years ago, but there's always a human element. So effective education on the job, understanding what comes in your inbox, what to click and not to click, and if you don't know, just ask. And so I think that that response is actually a very good one.
Great.
Well, Richard and Pete, thank you so much. Sure. Keep up the great work, will you?
Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.